Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The head of Panera Brands stepping down. I'm joined now by Slew Chaffetz School of Business professor Jerome Katz, our KMOX business analyst. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Megan.
So a big change for the new year for Panera. What's it mean?
Well, Panera's been planning to go public for a couple of years now. They talked about it in 2021. They repeated it in 2022. At the end of 2023, they confidentially filed the paperwork for their IPO, but they didn't announce it until last year. And the current president, Donias, his done a really good job of helping them grow. That new Panera menu that we saw last year was his doing, and he's really improved profitability. But they're now at the point that they probably need someone who can has experience in the two things that are the next step for Panera. One is spinning out Einstein Bagels and Caribou Coffee, which are the other two divisions of Panera brands. And that'll just leave Panera Bread as what will go into the IPO. So someone who can sell off the two other divisions and then do the hard negotiating to get the best deal possible for the IPO. That's Donias actually resigned, although he's staying on as a consultant to Panera as they keep going down the road. So we're going to probably see a national search, maybe a global search, for someone who's the right person to lead them into the IPO.
Jerry, let's look back at the holiday season. Overall, when we look at our online retailers specifically, how did they do?
You know, they did really well. We will be hearing how well at the middle of February, so about 6 weeks from now. But Adobe Analytics actually maintains data on online sales, and using that as a sort of a leading indicator of what we're going to find out, the news was super good. Sales were up 8.7% over last year. And you think about how low the inflation rate has been, you realize most of that increase was literally more people buying more stuff. What was interesting is that Adobe had shown that people had been waiting for big sale days like Prime Day on Amazon or Black Friday, and that's when they concentrated their buying. So people have been watching their expenditures a lot more carefully and gaming the system. Speaking of gaming the system, the use of AI by customers to help them find the best deal or when they need to find an alternative for something that's sold out grew by 1,300% since last year. An amazing increase, but it's helped. It shows how hard people are working to save some money. Why is that happening? It turns out that there were some things that were much cheaper. Electronics in general were 30% off their listed prices during this Christmas season. Apparel was 23%. But what increased from last year? Food was more than 13% up. Groceries were up 13% over last year. We all knew it. It helped decide an election. We're all paying so much more for the same food as we had last year. So people facing that have been cutting back and being a whole lot craftier with when they buy non-food sorts of things. And that's what we saw in spades this past Christmas.
KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, thank you so much.
Have a great year.